Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, the fastest growing B2B radio network in the country. I'm your host, Karen Owicki, and we have a full house in the studio this afternoon. We have folks from the Down Syndrome Network and getting ready to celebrate buddies and the relationships with students and children and adults with Down Syndrome at the ASU Homecoming Parade. Am I right?
Right.
Yes. So let me introduce everybody. We have Louise Bowden, our director for the Down Syndrome Network. We have Mary and Sam Brumond.
Hello.
Welcome. Can you say hello, Sam?
Hello.
Hello. And Daryl and Joe.
Cassava.
I always ask ahead of time, and for some reason today, I didn't do that. So welcome, Daryl and Joe.
Hello.
Hello.
So happy to have you all here. So if one of you can begin by telling us your relationship with the Down Syndrome Network, and let's just start there. Let's get people informed about what you're up to. Mary.
Well, we moved here to Arizona in 1995 when Sam was about 2.5 years old. For years, we kind of struggled with everything and tried to find all the services and social connections and things. And then several years later, a group of us decided, let's start a group where we can all, network and help each other through the maze of having a child with Down syndrome for school and therapies and social activities. So we decided, let's see if we can start a group. So I was among the parents that were the first ones to start the group. We became an official nonprofit in 2002. We were all volunteer for quite a while. And then we were able to raise enough funds and the support to have a small staff. And we do all kinds of things. We're advocates to help with IEPs at school or adults that need programs or anything like that. We do a lot of social events to connect families and connect individuals with Down syndrome for friendships and networking. And our biggest event of the year is the fundraising walk. We're in the ASU Homecoming Parade. And, you know, there's probably 300 walkers. So they get a lot of people to watch. Everyone's watching the parade is there to see individuals with Down syndrome and their families. And then it's just a really fun day.
It sounds like a fantastic event. How long has the Down Syndrome Network been part of the ASU Parade? This is ongoing now.
Since before 2002, before we were a nonprofit, probably 2 or 3 years before that. So I don't know exactly, but
sure,
late
but a
90s,
long
early 2000s.
Yeah, I love it. And Sam, you're walking again this year?
Yeah.
And you have some buddies walking with you. Mom and Dad will walk too?
Yes.
Fantastic. And I know you have the Grand Marshal this year. Who can share who that is? Yes, Louise.
The Grand Marshal this year is John Tucker. He's a cast member of a program called Born This Way. It's a TV reality show with seven adults with Down syndrome who are... they're not living together, but they hang out together. And it's really about their lives, you know, whether, you know, it's working or going out and enjoying entertainment or dating, you know. So it's really kind of funny in many ways, but serious in other ways. So John is a rapper.
Oh, fun.
So we are going to have a meet and greet with him the night before the Buddy Walk. So that'll be October 27th at the Haley Hart Children's Museum. And our walkers will have a chance to meet him and get their autograph. And then we're hoping he'll do some rapping for us.
Sounds fun. And we were talking earlier before the on-air button came on with Sam, who likes to do karaoke. What was the song that you mentioned that you enjoy singing?
Disney.
You love Disney songs?
Yeah.
You even mentioned the YMCA song as well?
Yeah.
Maybe you can get the Grand Marshal to create a rap song for you when you meet him. So let's turn our conversation to Daryl. How are you involved in the Down Syndrome Network, and why is it important to you?
Well, we actually started being involved when our daughter was about 2 years old. We started going to different events that the Down Syndrome Network was holding. And so we just got familiar with, you know, some of their activities and whatnot. And as time has gone on and our business has grown, we decided starting this year that we were going to look for a sponsorship program. And so I just called up. I spoke with Luis, and that was that. And so we've been very pleased so far, you know. It's gotten us even more so involved as a family with Down Syndrome Network. And, you know, obviously our kids, we can tell when we go to events that they enjoy it. And, you know, there's even more events and activities that, you know, we'd like to do more of here with them. So especially as they all get older. So.
And your daughter, your oldest, has Down Syndrome.
She does.
And she's 8 now? Is
she's
that right?
8, uh-huh.
So for 6 years you've been involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Mary had mentioned years ago, because Sam, how old are you? Remind me.
24.
24 years old. And so you've been involved with the Down Syndrome Network from the very inception when it was a small little group. How strong, as far as membership, are you guys now?
We have probably 2,500 families in the area.
And would you say most of them are active?
Good percentage.
Mm-hmm.
They do at least a few things a year or call for information.
Perfect. So does it feel like a small knit group for you now that, you know, you've been a member, Daryl, for 6 years,
mm-hmm.
Mary's been for 24. Do you feel that sense of community?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's kind of why we kept going to more events and doing more activities. And this kind of brought us in closer with everyone. We'd go to, you know, various, you know, celebrations throughout the year. And, you know, we always enjoyed ourselves. That's another reason why we actually do parent mentorship, my husband and I, Joe. Just because we want to keep continuing to give back. We've received, you know, so much from Down Syndrome Network that, you know, in our story with our daughter, that we wanted to be able to give back in that way as well.
So not only family members and in relationship with this great network, but also now sponsors. Joe, tell us about your business.
Let's see. We started back in 2010. We started off as a handyman business. And then from there, I decided to grow it into something more of a niche business. So eventually, we got our license for residential and commercial plumbing. We have been growing since.
Fantastic. And I would imagine being sponsors for the Down Syndrome Network, it's, I'm going to say the word reciprocated, where you have an opportunity to let people know that you're in business. They can utilize you as business owners, but also you are elevated somewhat, I would imagine, as a family who's really making a difference and advocating for the, as Mary mentioned, IEPs, correct schooling and education, as well as celebrations and education and health for families with a child with Down syndrome as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fantastic. Let's talk a little bit more about the ASU parade, the Buddy Walk. Can people get involved and they can come out and support the walk as well?
They can come to the walk, observe, you know, it's in the homecoming parade, so they can see all the floats and all the activities going on at ASU. They can donate to a specific team or just in general to Down Syndrome Network. My son's team is Sam Strides. Right now, we're in first place.
In fundraising.
Yeah. Sam has raised $2,800 so far.
Wow.
So
that's incredible.
Anyone who would like to, you know, donate to Sam's team, then he can sit in the lead the parade in the car that they have for the highest fundraiser.
Oh, so. That's how that will work. Whoever raises the most funds will get to sit where then?
They ride in a car in the front of the parade. So,
would you like that, Sam?
Yeah.
I think that would be a neat opportunity. And how can people, if they don't know you, but they're listening to the show today and they'd like to participate and donate, do they do that online?
They can do it online. You could Google. Let Louise tell us
Louise,
more about
yep,
how
absolutely.
To do that.
Sure, they can Google Down Syndrome Network and we will come up, or our website is DS, like in Down Syndrome, Network, AZ.org, and they just click on the tab that says Buddy Walk and it'll take them right to registering for the walk or donating to the walk or to a team.
or volunteering.
Volunteers.
They can help with the walk. That's always a lot of fun.
Like handing out water or, I mean, what are some of the different jobs really you'll put us to work regardless?
Sure. We have, registration is huge because our families all arrive almost at the same time.
Sure.
And we need to stage them for the parade. So it's a matter of registering them, getting their t-shirts, getting them their prizes, because there's different levels of prizes, fundraising prizes for the walkers. And then they go down to the parade and get staged and then march in the parade. After that, Chili's Bar and Grill provides lunch for our families. And then we have this great play area for the kids. So it really becomes a celebration.
Absolutely. And is this your biggest fundraiser each year then, would you say?
It is.
So very important to continue to get the word out. And I know that the weather, thankfully, will be better by then, right? Daryl, can you tell us a little bit about some of the programs and the benefits of being a part of the Down Syndrome Network?
Well, yeah, a lot of the programs, one would start for birth, so 0 to 7 age. It's Club Extra. They meet, I believe it's on the east and west side of town. Just activities for, you know, kids, younger kids. They, you know, have just different opportunities to just, you know, build their skills and whatnot. It's also an opportunity for parents, you know, to form relationships as well. So among, you know, the kids are building friendships and, you know, the parents are as well. There is also a teen and tween group that is starting at age 8. I know for our daughter, that is something now that I would like to start bringing her to.
Making that transition, huh?
Yeah, she's very much, yeah, a very big girl now. So
she's ready.
She doesn't like to hang out with little kids. So so yeah, that also is on, you know, both sides of town. And with those, since the children are older, they are going to be, you know, building just, you know, further enhancing, you know, their skills, self-confidence, you know, their abilities and whatnot. Again, formation of friendships.
So important.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the reasons that we started the tweens and teens group is because we have found, and nobody could have told me differently, my son's 19 now, but when he started in middle school, we noticed that his good friends, his peers, typical peers from elementary school, who he hung around with and did a lot of things with, were starting to become more of a big brother or big sister to him versus that friendship. So the group really started so that our kids keep developing new friendships, that they don't become isolated, and we want to keep them social because keeping them social has proven that they are more independent in life.
Absolutely. Mary, did you have something to add?
Well, one of the programs I'm excited that recently started is for the adults, because that's an area that seems to be the least involved because, you know, with the students and the young kids, the parents are kind of the ones that direct the activities and everything. So as they age out of all those things, we need to get those families involved and those individuals involved. Sometimes their parents have passed away and they're under the care of a sibling, or they may even be just in a group home. And we want to have activities for them. And we have a conference coming up for knowledge and medical knowledge. And Alzheimer's is very common in individuals with Down syndrome. It can start as early as age 30. So these are things that families need to know and caregivers need to know. And the name of the group is Aging Matters. Thing is coming up. The convention is coming up on November 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very low cost, and professionals and families can go to this and learn a lot of things. We had one recently on the relationship between Alzheimer's and Down syndrome. I attended it. There were doctors there. There were family members there, siblings that are caregivers for their sibling with Down syndrome. And so much knowledge. The speakers are amazing. They're professionals in the field.
I never knew that there was that common thread between the possibility of an individual with Down syndrome and Alzheimer's. And is that new? I mean, like new discoveries, we're seeing that more and more, or?
It's always been a concern. In the past, individuals with Down syndrome didn't usually live as long. You know, the average lifespan many years ago was 8 or 9 years old. And with the onset of antibiotics and heart surgeries, many have heart defects when they're born, and all other things to help them be healthier. Now the average lifespan's probably about 40, 50, probably around 50 or so. I know individuals that are well in their 60s. So these are things that may not have been noticed as much.
That makes sense.
And they're doing research now. By understanding Alzheimer's in individuals with Down syndrome, it will help the knowledge base for other people that get down, get Alzheimer's. People don't get Down syndrome, but
sure.
But that's an area that's really important to me. My son now is 24 years old. He's in a day program to learn life skills and job skills.
Sam, what does that look for? You're enjoying your program?
Actually, I'm not.
No? Is it challenging sometimes?
No, because my tummy.
Oh, sometimes your tummy bothers you.
My tummy doesn't bother me because hungry.
Oh, well, you're a lucky fella because I know you get to go out to lunch with your mom afterwards, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you hang in there long enough with us that we can finish our conversation and go celebrate with some lunch?
I can't wait to talk about my tummy.
Okay. Well, we'll let you hang in there. I do have some almonds. Do you like almonds?
Sam, schedule is very important to him, and he eats lunch and dinner 12 and 5.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it really is not a hunger thing. It's a time thing.
Sure it is.
So,
okay, well, that's important to know. And we're cutting right into that. We appreciate you being patient with us. Joe, tell us about the Dads Group. I love the name for it. There's it's Dads Group, which is very fitting, but what does the acronym stand for?
Well, the Dads Group acronym stands for Dads
Appreciating
Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Pretty simple.
I love it. Yes. It makes it simple. And how or why is that important for you and for your fathers?
Being a dad with a child with Down syndrome isn't easy, especially being your first child. I think it hits you a little bit different. But, you know, I've learned to meet a lot of dads that have had different experiences with the whole Down syndrome aspect. To me, having the Dads Group as a support system has really helped me cope with my daughter's developmental stages and understanding how difficult it can get sometimes. So that right there is a big reason why I continue to participate and volunteer my time with these individuals, because all in all, one thing that we do have in common is that we have a big heart, and regardless of whether or not, you know, these people know it, but they are truly blessed. I don't know if I went off tangent.
No,
there,
no, that's perfect. We spoke before the microphones came on how important it is really for us to speak from our heart, because that's really what this conversation is about. Our hope in having you guys on today is that somebody somewhere in the country and maybe even Arizona, of course, since you're all here locally, would be able to listen and mm-hmm. and see either that they have the support that they need, or maybe in their little neck of the woods, there is not the kind of support that y'all have created here. So yes, that was perfectly answered. And you're bilingual as well. You speak Spanish. Have you found that you've been a help to Spanish speaking families in relationship with the Down Syndrome Network?
Yeah. So when I started volunteering, first choice as far as being a volunteer, because I'm bilingual, but I've been able to help a lot of new parents that are dealing with these struggles that I had to deal with. So it makes it very, very encouraging to know that, you know, my bilingual skills are kicking in.
Absolutely. That's got to be a gift for you guys as well in the organization.
Absolutely. We have so many families out there that are Spanish-speaking families, and to be able to draw upon our parents who are also Spanish-speaking and connect the two together is just so valuable to them.
Yeah. Mary, with a buddy walk, and actually really anybody as well, the purpose for the buddy walk, would you say that it's around awareness and acceptance? What else is why is it such a rich, important opportunity?
Well, it is a lot about awareness as well as raising funds, because it's amazing when you're walking and all the audience is just cheering. And like Sam just loves it. He waves and you know, it shows love to the families and they appreciate it.
Absolutely. And again, I think somebody who's at the parade and may not have a selected charity or a nonprofit where they want to either give of their time or their money, we'll see. How many did you say? Like 300 expected this year?
Actually, in the past, we've had 1,000.
Oh, wow.
People walk, yeah.
Would you expect as many this year?
Hopefully that and more.
Wow. Okay, I don't know where I got the number 300.
I think I said 300, thinking 300 individuals
okay.
with Down syndrome.
Okay, and
but
then
they,
obviously the supported.
Yeah, they bring teams and family. And I mean, Sam's team actually has 4 individuals with Down syndrome on it.
His team alone.
His team alone. He's one of the few teams that he has 3 friends, 3 young women.
Of course, huh,
know,
Sam?
Part of his harem.
Yes.
And they wanted to join his team rather than start a team. So there's Sam, Annie, Rose, and TJ all on our team.
Wonderful. So it's an opportunity for awareness and fundraising, and it really is an inclusion activity, is it not, to be able to have everybody come together in support of everything the great we're doing, education, health, awareness, social activities. What a fantastic organization. Are there other organizations similar to this in other states?
The Buddy Walk is actually a national program. So it originated through the National Down Syndrome Society. And we learned from them. They do all kinds of education to different states that do the Buddy Walk. They provide us with all the software that we need to register the walkers online, as well as accept donations online. So it's a really nice network of people, because we share across the country, you know, various ideas on, you know, either activities or awareness or fundraising. October is National Down Syndrome Month.
Right.
So by us having the walk in October, it kind of brings everybody together to celebrate Down syndrome.
That's a perfect way to celebrate in the month of October, especially when there's other organizations that are competing for everybody's attention and funds. What a great way to be out there in the public and in the community.
And during the walk, there are booths for a lot of groups on campus, you know, fraternities, sororities, different colleges. And we have a booth there as well. So people just walking around looking at the booths. We have little donation jars if they want to donate, or, you know, just see the individuals. And, you know, it's a great public awareness for college students and anybody who attends the homecoming.
Absolutely. And the money then raised goes towards furthering the programs?
Yeah, all the programs that we have for, you know, the young children, you know, the tweens, like they said, the adults with Down syndrome. We have like holiday parties for everyone to get together and celebrate the holidays. You know, it goes toward the programs. There are educational programs we have had in the past, programs on potty training, which is sometimes more of a challenge.
It's a challenge as it is, but sure, we would need additional support.
And puberty and sexuality, in individuals with Down syndrome and IEP trainings. The training for bus drivers and teachers on the sensitivity for individuals with Down syndrome. So there's been a lot of things that we to teach families and the community the best situation for individuals with Down syndrome.
And I'm fascinated with your history, as you mentioned, as an organization, that it started off just as a small group of parents coming together to support one another. And as nonprofits go, not all of them are profitable or can make it this long, but there's a lovely history here and this growth of all the different programs and social activities that you have. I really applaud each of you for carrying this forward. Louise, how long have you been involved in the organization?
I have a 19-year-old son, and I've been involved with Down Syndrome Network as long as it's been around. I get so much more as a parent out of the Down Syndrome Network than I could possibly give. And my son, who has Down syndrome, he gives me so much more than I could possibly ever give him. The Buddy Walk is the main source of revenue for Down Syndrome Network. We are all privately funded through individuals, businesses, corporations, and foundations. We don't receive any government funding at all. So we're really dependent upon the individuals out there, your listeners out there, to help support. And every dollar at any level truly helps.
Wow, that's critical. And Joe, to turn it back to you again, as a not only a parent, but also and a mentor, really, but also a sponsor, how does it provide visibility from a sponsor perspective? So again, if a listener is interested in getting involved, what are the benefits that you've noticed and looking forward to?
There is tremendous opportunities, especially with a small family business. I mean, I feel like I'm honored to be able to be a part of it. But for example, like the Buddy Walk is going to be showcasing a lot of these supporters, and they're going to make sure that, you know, all of these businesses have primary view. So they're going to obviously have thousands of people wearing shirts with our logo on it, which makes it kind of exciting.
Yeah. I mean, with you've got 1,000 walkers and signage and the names, the logos on the shirts, it's a great opportunity not only to show up and be supportive, but also get the word out about your great business as well. Mm-hmm. Is there still room, Louise, for additional sponsors then?
Absolutely, of course. They can contact me directly at our office, which is 480-759-9150. I would be happy to talk to anybody about sponsorship. You know, the parade, the ASU Homecoming Parade, the nice thing about it is, you know, we walk in front of tens of thousands of people in the parade. So it's not just our group of 1,000 that see the sponsors who are involved in supporting. It's also the parade onlookers that get that exposure for those sponsors as well.
Absolutely. So I want to thank you all for being here. I know Sam is getting hungry and ready to go have his celebratory lunch. Mary, anything that else that you'd like to add that's important for our listeners as it relates to this organization, just the love that you have for this group?
Well, I just think that we all benefit from acceptance and letting these people into your life, because they add so much love and fun. Sam is a lot of fun. You know, he's got that love in his heart and also that spirit of youth and perpetual happiness and living in the moment. We could learn a lot from that.
Yeah, yes, we could, couldn't we? Yeah, I know. I see you getting emotional, and I appreciate that. You and I have known each other for 21 years, haven't we? We've been neighbors, and I know
I came to one of Sam's early IEPs many years ago.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about
like
that.
When kindergarten.
I was in the Kyrene School District. I remember that now, Mary. Wow, we've come a long way, and we've been blessed with a great neighborhood, and a few of us have been there all these years together. So I've obviously had an opportunity to see Sam and his sister grow up. And if there is one thing that you mentioned that really resonates with me, it's that youthfulness and that joy and happiness that I've always seen in Sam. Don't get to see either of you very often, even though you're only a couple houses down. But when I do, I know there's always a bright spot in my life. So I appreciate you reaching out and saying, hey, let's get some airtime on Phoenix Business Radio. It's my pleasure. Yeah. And how about from the two of you, anything else that you'd love to, as younger parents, really, no offense, Mary, but, you know, a family,
aging matters.
Yeah, yes, aging does matter. Anything you'd love to share on behalf of listeners who may not have a network like this, what's so important to you?
I think for us is, you know, we didn't reach out when our daughter was first born. We tried a little bit, but we were just, you know, getting used to everything for the most part still for the first, you know, like I said, was a couple years before we started kind of reaching out. And, you know, over between that and, you know, here in this starting of this year, you know, the reaching out just became more and more and more. And, you know, I think it really does benefit us. It benefits our daughter, you know, to be going out and doing these activities with, you know, other kids that she's going to find maybe some similarities with, not just the kids, you know, in her classroom. And then for us too, I mean, for us as parents to be able to help other parents, either with the mentorship or just, you know, being able to meet other people. And then for our other children, we have a 5-year-old and we have 18-month-old twins. And so when they're going to be growing up around this, you know, atmosphere and you know, acceptance and whatnot. I mean, it's just not going to be something that's, you know, unknown to them. It's not going to be something scary or anything like that. They don't understand. They're, you know, they're used to it, not just from their sister, but from going out and doing all this stuff. I mean, I would think as a whole, it would make all of us much better people in the end.
I can't help but think two siblings would have an opportunity to be better educated because of an affiliation with this group, to be able then to just speak very comfortably and confidently about their sibling, their brother or sister, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, in a lot of ways too, our 5-year-old, she's very protective.
Absolutely.
You know, she really is. They both look out for each other. So
wonderful.
And we're trying to start a sibling group for support of siblings. They have their own unique challenges.
Absolutely. Joe or Louise, anything else that you'd like to add as we close out today?
Well, as a parent of a child with Down syndrome, I have found that networking with other parents have been so valuable. You know, there's unique things with our children that that you don't think about. And for example, you know, my son has apraxia, which means he's nonverbal. So when we realized that he wasn't going to be able to speak and somebody said, oh, I think he has apraxia, we were like,
what's that?
Yeah, what's apraxia? And so we were able to reach out to other parents and learn, you know, more about it and how to help him, you know, become verbal. He uses an augmentative communication device now so that he can be verbal. So it's things like that. In addition, I have met so many different families and people that whose path I would have never, ever crossed. So it truly is a community and a network of people that just help one another.
Very important. Joe, any other thoughts?
One thing I do want to say is it's such an honor to be here today with this wonderful group. And I just also want to say that if anyone, any of the fathers out there that listen to this, you know, this interview, that would like to reach out and communicate, they can always reach me directly. My number is 602-330-7791. If they have any questions or would like to learn more, they can always reach out to me. So just to let you guys know, my business is 24/7. And that's how I like to run my life as well. Everything's 24/7 with me. So if it's 3 in the morning on Christmas Eve and you need me, just contact me. I'm always here to serve and to be of assistance to anyone who needs me.
Mary.
Hey, Sam, what do you love about your life?
About my father.
It's good to have a family, right? Your father, your mother, your sister.
And dinosaurs and orphans.
Dinosaurs, I heard.
And orphans. It's a movie that he likes.
Oh.
So you like to bowl with the group and go to different activities, the Christmas party.
Yeah.
Do you like to dance, Sam?
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing some photos of you dancing at the Christmas party. Yes?
Yes.
And tell me about bowling. What do you enjoy about bowling?
Strike.
Getting strikes?
Yeah.
And you're a good bowler?
Yeah.
Nice. I have to bowl with those, what do you call those, bumpers up. And I don't, even with my bumpers up, I don't get strikes very often. And do you have some friends that you like to hang out with? Who are the people that will be in the buddy walk with you?
Yeah.
Tell me, can you share their names again?
Annie, Rose.
Annie and Rose. And they're on your team, aren't they?
Yeah. Shiloh.
Another friend is Shiloh.
Shiloh as well. Fantastic.
And Jamaica Drown?
Yeah, your teacher in high school was Jamaica Drown.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And we'll be walking as well?
We hope that she can join our team.
Maybe she will if you're listening. I'm hoping so. I want to again thank each of you for being here today to help spread the word around the Down Syndrome Network and the great work that you're doing. You're welcome back anytime. I know we've talked already about you coming back and celebrating your business specifically. What a treat for the two of you, not only to have found a community an extension of your family through this group, but also an opportunity for your business to be involved. I really admire that. Mary, thank you for getting us connected and having an opportunity to tell everybody's great story today.
Thank you, Karen. We appreciate your time and the radio station.
Absolutely. And Louise, I know we'll be talking again more and staying connected. I appreciate all the information ahead of time. We will have this on our network for replay. We'll have all of your information, even those personal phone that personal phone number that you put out there. But I do appreciate that as a coach outside of the Phoenix Business Radio studio, my life really, like you, is 24/7. And there are many times people have had to reach out in the middle of the night and needed something. And that means the world to me to have you share that and give that extension to other families and people who may need it. You never know when we have a cry for help, and it's always good to know we have someone there for us. Absolutely.
No worries.
Yeah, I appreciate it. On behalf of Phoenix Business Radio X, where we help people build businesses and connect you with the right people, I'm Karen Nowicki, and we'll see you next time.